This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Last week, we were planting bulbs for spring bloom, and yesterday, talking about keeping those squirrels from digging them up. Today, however, I'm talking about us digging up bulbs for winter storage, not munching. Gladiolas, dahlias, cannas, begonias, and elephant ears, to name a few. It's important to wait until the foliage of these plants are showing that the show is over. The flowers are gone, the foliage is browning or toast. Just a heads up, according to the Farmer's Almanac, with agreement from the National Weather Service, if you love the cold of winter, you're going to love their long-range forecast. It's calling for a cold winter with normal to below-normal temperatures in areas from the Great Lakes and Midwest, with above-normal snowfall in Minnesota and the Western Dakotas. Well, we'll have to wait and see. In the meantime, I hope you still have some fall leaves to enjoy. The winds picked up last week and blew a lot of them off. But I digress. Let's dig up those tubers, bulbs, corms, and such. It's super easy. Cut foliage back so that only a couple of inches remain above ground. Using a garden fork, sink it into the soil around the bulbs, being careful not to accidentally sever them, and then gently lift them out. Once you've dug the bulb up, shake the dirt off and set it aside. Once they're all out of the ground, gently rinse the dirt off. Then give them a good once-over and check for rotten spots. If the spot is small, you can cut that out or simply throw them away. It's the same with dahlias, cannas, gladiolas, and other summer flowering bulbs. It is important to dry them before storage. Go to my website, gardenbite.com, for details on proper drying and much more. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.